Well, in case of an emergency, break glass. Last night in Miami, Knicks forward Amare Stoudemire hit 6 of 9 field goal attempts, but the last thing he hit may have taken him out of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Stoudemire needed an undisclosed number of stitches to close a laceration after slamming his left hand through the glass portion of a fire extinguisher case following the Knicks' 104-94 loss to the Heat. Dwayne Wade led Miami with 25 points. The Knicks, who trail in the series 2-0, have tied an NBA record with their 12th straight postseason loss. In Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook poured in 29 points as the Thunder has stormed to a 2-0 lead, beating the Mavericks 102-99. In Indiana, David West dropped in 18, pulled down 11, as the Pacers pasted the Magic 93-78 to even the series at 1 game apiece. In other NBA news, the Celtics will be without Rajon Rondo tonight for Game 2 in Atlanta. Rondo's been suspended 1 game for bumping an official, which resulted in his ejection during Sunday's loss. And Paul Silas is out as Charlotte head coach just days after the 7-59 Bobcats set an NBA record for the worst winning percentage in a season. To the ice last night in New York, Alex Ovechkin snapped a wrist shot past Henrik Lundqvist midway through the third to break a 2-2 tie as the Capitals evened the Eastern Conference semifinal at a game apiece, beating the Rangers 3-2. Out west in St. Louis, Anze Kopitar tallied 2 of LA's 4 first-period goals as the Kings rolled over the Blues 5-2. Los Angeles leads the series 2-0. To baseball, in the American League, David Ortiz launched 2 of Boston's 4 home runs as the Red Sox pounded Oakland 11-6. Texas topped Toronto 4-1. Eric Chavez's two-run shot lifted the Yankees over Baltimore 2-1. Tampa Bay edged Seattle 3-2, and the Angels got by Minnesota 4-3. Over to the NL, Ryan Braun hit 3 home runs, adding a 2-run triple for good measure as Milwaukee routed San Diego 8-3. Arizona dumped Miami 9-5. Colorado beat the Dodgers 6-2. Philadelphia downed the Cubs 6-4, Pittsburgh hammered Atlanta 9-3, and Jed Lowry's tie-breaking single in the 8th lifted Houston over the Mets 4-3. In other baseball news, Mets starter Mike Pelfrey will undergo season-ending Tommy John surgery on his pitching elbow later today. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.